You're listening to WGN 720. I'm Esmeralda in for John Williams. And this is the first time they've let me run the board by myself. Usually someone's here running it and I just sit there and blab all I want. But I'm here soloing, sort of. I have a sidecar of Colin, a.k.a. V, if hey. You listen.
Hey, everybody.
If you listen in the regular hours that I'm on, usually from 2 to 5 with Mr. Nick DiGilio, we reference him as V because one day one of the other hosts decided to, he thought you were a lizard person.
True. I think there was a reference to, somebody asked if I had a bifurcated tongue for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but now then, you're V.
Yeah. No, I'm a casual lizard person about town.
Yeah.
Real nice. I put on my industrial, mining
sunscreen
body goggles.
It is very hot for you outside, I would
think.
It's
a beautiful day, though.
So you came in.
It burns my skin, and I put my human suit on, but it's nice that
that
miniseries. It's nice that the miniseries did come out the year I was born. So it's kind of, it's a tie.
So it does make sense. You are a lizard person. Perfect.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. This is going to be fun. We have some guests coming up that I'm very happy to speak with. First up will be Randy Mantooth about like 10:30 or so after the news. We're going to listen to them play some music. They're playing Quenchers tonight at Fullerton and California. No, Western. Fullerton and Western at Quenchers. So we're going to talk to them about that, and we're going to hear some tunes. And then we're going to talk to Mark Thomas, the owner of The Alley. And that holds a special place in my heart because I'm a suburban kid.
As it does mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we used to go. That's where you went. To be cool, you come into the city on the Metro, and to be cool, you would go to Belmont and Clark to The Alley.
If you dare.
Yes. Producing, Cassara.
Hey.
Hi, Cassara.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. She's my girl. Right? Yes?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That sounds
of course.
So dumb. Anyway, we
I
have...
Said, you're my slugger. Just go with...
Oh, boy.
Slugger.
What?
No.
Just,
yeah.
Just,
you no.
needed to do a finger gun or something.
Nope.
That.
Okay.
Oh, the pew-pew.
There you go.
Got
yeah,
it.
That doesn't work when they can't see you.
Right, not really.
The sound effect sells it.
Right.
Oh, totally, yeah.
All right, well, on that note, we're going to have a good show, guys. Listen. WGN 720. Yeah, it's WGN.
Thank you.
Colin.
Didn't enunciate
clearly WGN.
Enough. Sorry, well, this lizard tongue. You know,
right. Part. Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gotta
did you want a rock to hang out on?
Yeah, possibly.
A warm
it's
rock.
It's a nice sunny day. That'd be
yes.
nice for that.
Hi, guys. This is Esmeralda Leon. I'm in for John Williams. My sidecar, Colin Reed.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. We want to open up the lines for a story that we found that I pretty much can relate to a lot. It's 103 things that what...
You should work to declutter your life. You should work
yes.
to kind of eliminate them as best you can.
Yeah, Colin and I lived together and were pack rats. So this list, I was looking through it, and it was pretty rough. I start calling in. We're going to talk about it later. This is called a tease. We're going to talk about it later, but call in with or text. Text message 312-981-7200. Call and text. Things that you have in your house that you people keep telling you, get rid of it. But you don't. You just don't have the heart.
Can't
it could be
to
something.
Let it go.
And then we'll talk about the ones on here because I have issues with all of them.
There's a lot of good selections on this list.
I haven't seen the list, but I can already tell you my mother is forever yelling at me to get rid of certain pairs of gym shoes.
Yes. See, yeah. I think that's on the list. Like old clothes, old shoes. I am the same way.
I can't do it.
They have holes in them. You can't even use them.
Well, if there's holes in them, you need to get rid of them.
That means that they're just well-loved.
My counterpoint
there's,
to that...
That's how you phrase it.
Exactly.
Yeah. My counter question to that is, are they cool?
That too. See?
Then, yeah. See,
because if you, you throw them away,
no,
and then
cool.
they're gone into the ether,
true.
Eaten by some big monster garbage machine. But yes, we're going to talk about that later. Call in, text, tell us what you can't throw away, what you have no heart to throw away. We were going to talk a little bit about just stuff happening this weekend. It is Saturday morning. You have all day and all day tomorrow to do some stuff, get out there. It is gorgeous out today. Everyone's wandering around Michigan Avenue. That's one thing you can do. You can wander on Michigan Avenue, come over to the studio and say hello.
Yeah.
Just wave because I can't hear me. That's it. You just wave. It's cool, though. It's great, the fishbowl studio that we got here. But what are some things happening, Colin?
Yeah, we got a whole lot of things going on. We've got the Chicago Hot Dog Festival happening in Lincoln Park, going on all weekend. So, you know, you can...
Hot dogs.
You can, you know, there's that whole take on... You know, I believe the good people at Heinz were kind of trolling a bit with the Chicago hot dog sauce.
Right.
And so you can kind of stake your claim. Some people defend ketchup on a hot dog.
No, people do.
Provide no comment. That's a well-worn debate. But
yeah, we would be here all day. We don't got that kind of
support
time.
Your favorite condiment and a lot of different selections from a lot of the
I want to know if they're
there.
Tracking, if anybody is like, I'm going to eat all the hot dogs at every stand. How many
Any amateur?
Can one person eat? In the few hours that they would be there.
Get
That's
some
what I want to know.
Kobayashi's out there. Just
no, but not even like that. Just casual.
Real laid back about it.
Right. Okay. Like I ate 20 hot dogs today, and I'm not mad in any way about it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. The statistics at the end of the hot dog fest. What else is going on?
What else have we got? We have got Festival Cubano in Hayes Park. Also going on
fun.
This weekend. So it's the biggest Hispanic festival in the Midwest.
What?
Celebration of Cuban culture, artists, carnival rides, classic car show, which is always a staple of summer.
The classic car show?
Workshops and cigar rolling, which I would love as well.
Classic car show is definitely a staple of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Where do you go see them?
Just
Except
multiple
at the festival.
Festivals, rock at a parking lot in a suburb on
yeah.
a Tuesday night.
No, definitely, yeah. Like, out by me, they do, like, cruise nights. So, like, catch them on, like, a Friday evening. They do, like, an entire cruise through the town.
That's cool. Because
yeah.
people are cruising, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, get out my car.
They do that, yeah.
See, I think that's fun.
But, I mean, the car shows are nice, too, because in their parts, you can walk up and look at them and everything.
That's true.
They're nice. My family owns, like, 3 show cars. So, like, I know the whole, like...
What kind of cars?
There's a white Trans Am T-top.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a red Corvette, the 50th anniversary edition.
Ooh.
And
okay.
we have a black Grand National.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's a hideous
cool,
car.
Though.
I think it's like the ugliest car I've ever seen. I cannot stand it.
Okay,
but
so what
like,
does it look like? Give
it's
us a
black. It looks like a Cutlass Supreme.
Okay.
But a little bit higher up. But like when I tell you like car heads when they hear the name of the car, a Grand mm-hmm. National, they're like, oh my gosh. Where did you find that? That is, like, so amazing. Because, like, there's only, like, 50 made, I guess.
Wow.
Did your family,
That's
like, fix them,
rare.
Or were they already pretty well made?
The Trans Am and the Corvette were already pretty well maintained. The Grand mm-hmm. National is, like, the major work project. That's been, like, a working progress since I was, like, 10.
Oh, my gosh.
And
That's
I'm
awesome,
going
though.
On 22. So it's been, like, a very big buildup.
Yeah. Do you get to drive them?
Sometimes.
Do they? Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Because I would imagine they'd be like, no.
I
no
mean, my mom
them.
Is, like, super lenient, and then, like, her husband's like, no, we're not taking the car out. My mom's like, he's at work today. He'll never know. And
so
I know they're not listening right now,
scenario,
so I'm safe.
Like, yeah, he'll never know.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes, honestly. I'm like, it's a nice day outside. We should take out the Corvette. My mom's like, okay, yeah, he's at work. We're good.
Can you gun it? Do you gun it on the highway?
No.
Sure.
I'm too scared. I'm too scared. In my own car, yeah, but, like, in their cars, no way. I have full coverage on mine. If I do it on theirs, I'm like, no, I don't want to risk it.
No, because that's like driving a priceless piece of art at that point with all the hours and the craftsmanship that have gone into it.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone has a little more info on the Grand National
there
708. We're only made for 2 years, and it is a Trans Am engine in a Grand Prix body.
Oh.
Whoa!
There
I don't
we
know
go.
What that means, but okay.
It's like a fast Buick Regal.
Oh,
so it's kind of big.
Yeah.
Right? It's like those big honking
See, but
cars.
You see what I'm saying? Like, as soon as I said the name of the car, people are like, oh, my gosh. But, like, I named 2 other cars, and they're like, eh, big whoop. No
Whatever,
big
Corvette.
Yeah. That's a basic car.
Somebody, 847, they say the Buick Grand National GNX is the best.
Yeah.
Got our car heads.
I don't know the difference between them. I just know it's a black car that sits in the garage. That's all I know about it. I don't like it.
I need the tiniest car possible. Because any car I drive.
The tiniest car possible.
Yeah, any car I drive, I treat it like it's a semi.
Wow.
Because I'm frightened. I'm just really scared about hitting anything or
really?
Running into stuff. Yeah. I've only had tiny cars. I've had an 89 Cabriolet Volkswagen.
Okay.
It was adorable. It fit everywhere. And then I think I had a Ford. It was a Suzuki.
Oh.
A Suzuki something or other.
Those run really well.
That Volkswagen that your dad's been working on.
Oh, yeah. We have a Beetle sitting in the... If anyone wants to buy one, it's old. I think it's from the 60s. There's a hole in the passenger side.
Yeah.
But it's a great fixer-upper.
No, yeah, fix that up yourself. You can win car shows.
Trust me, they've been trying to fix that thing since I was, I think, middle school.
So now you're just over it? Just ready
so
to
that
get
thing
it.
Has been sitting in the garage, probably rotting even more than it already was.
I mean,
it's really depressing.
If you fix it up, you can. I mean, these car shows give out nice prizes if you win, honestly.
Yeah,
because like, they have different categories for cars.
I don't know. Well, I can't do it because I don't know anything about that.
No, you don't have to. You find shops.
No, but you need money for that. I don't have any kind of money.
Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Who wants to donate? Then I could probably.
You need a gearhead sponsor is what you need.
There we go. I don't want to take Dane Neal's thunder.
There you go.
Because he does the car show. I'm not gonna take his thunder away. Right. But oh, someone sent a picture.
There we go. That is the Grand National.
It kind of looks like. Slightly. It kind of looks like the, what's the car, the David Hasselhoff
Knight Rider
car.
Kit.
It kind of looks like Kit. Yeah. Like Kit's brother.
Right.
That's like a kit that I could have. Like, it's an attainable kit.
And this one just kind of tells you the real thing. That kit was really cool and smart, and this one's just like, whatever,
I don't know, man. You don't need to get McDonald's at 2 a.m.
Oh, no, I would imagine this one would tell you, like, yeah, let's go get it.
Now, that car likes to party.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a Texter that will buy your Volkswagen.
I mean, technically it's not mine, so I probably shouldn't be trying to sell it on it.
Well, just kidding. Sorry, we're not selling the car anymore.
I will take your number, though. Just let my dad be like, hey, there's people they want to buy.
Like, so, hey, remember that car in the garage?
I got offers
on it.
Yeah, do it.
Look, that family of mice really appreciates it.
No, the raccoons and whatever else is living in there, they love the car.
And now you're trying to sell their home. Wow.
Oh,
how would
man.
You feel if someone just up and sold your home?
I'm a miser.
Right? What a monster.
They still get to live.
I am a monster.
They just get to see more things now.
Well, okay, so this will redeem me. So the Bud Billiken Parade is happening
right now as we speak.
Chance the Rapper, good job, Chance. He donated 3,000.
30,000.
Oh, 30,000 backpacks.
Yes.
And then
he's the man.
Did it have stuff in them? They were filled, right?
Yeah, okay. With different school supplies.
So that's amazing. Good. I love that he's actually doing. He's doing stuff. He's doing stuff. He's not just He's putting money where his mouth is, essentially.
Oh yeah, totally.
We kind of did that too.
Did you?
Not 30,000 though.
Oh.
We did 2.
Hey, you know, it's better than nothing.
Everybody has to do their
Which
part.
Which is always a great. It's better than nothing.
Right? Yeah. No, we bought some backpacks.
Yeah.
Supplies and all that stuff. So,
and there's still time to donate more as well. So,
right.
So,
okay.
Encourage all people to.
Yeah, we're gonna go get more backpacks right now. Leg kick. You're listening to WGN 720. I'm Esmeralda Leon, in for John Williams. I have to my side, to my right, is Colin Reed.
Hey.
I'm just going to call you that, because that whole V thing.
That's fine.
I don't...
My human name?
Your human name.
Yes.
No, oh yeah, V would be your... Okay, we got to stop doing that. It's weird. Anyway...
Only during the nighttime hours.
Yeah.
Nick has to cue that.
It sounds weird, too.
All right.
Hey, you're listening to WGN 720, Esmeralda Leon here. We have in studio Randy Mantooth. They're just staring at me. See those microphones in front of you guys? You can talk into them.
Oh, did it work?
Yes.
Oh,
wait, hold on.
Okay.
You're what? 4. Okay.
We're coming to you live.
Yes, you can get right into that mic.
Okay.
Like you're going to eat it.
There we are.
Very
Don't
good.
It's delicious cotton candy.
It is. Don't be tempted to eat the whole thing, then we can't talk. You're listening right now. He's talking Mike Pritchard, which is lead singer of Randy Mantooth.
Yes. Good afternoon, Esmeralda and Colin.
Hey.
Yes. We're all friends here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. This is the only time you would come in, so you know.
It's great. We'll come at vampire time another time. 2 a.m. works for
us. Yes, guilt trips.
We'll do it.
I like it.
Don't worry. So now we owe you one. We'll come back at 2 a.m. and play a show.
See? All right. So it's Mike Pritchard, Bill Pritchard, and Nate Lindsay, Randy Mantooth. You guys don't want to talk on the microphones? Are you frightened?
Hey.
Okay, you need to see that microphone?
It's like this. Bands are always
there. You go.
You know, you
talk
gotta,
right
you
into
get
it, guys.
You can
talk into that one over there.
You gotta get them excited to talk.
Okay. Wow.
You gotta pull stuff out of us.
Real professionals we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, Randy Mantooth. What is that name? Seriously.
I like the name.
No, it's great. But what's the? You are kind of known for having Sorry, but they're weird band names.
Yeah, well, so
unique, I believe.
We had an old band for many years.
Yes.
Many years. A lot of people in Chicago know it. It's called Otter Petter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new project. And it's called Randy Mantooth, and it's basically an homage to late 70s, early 80s culture.
Oh.
And it's sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing. A lot of people might not know what that actually is, mm-hmm. or what it means, but that's our band name, and it sounds
and you're sticking
and
to it.
And it sounds cool, and so we stuck with it. And I don't know, you guys, is that right?
Was it a group?
Is that a pretty good explanation? I don't know. What do you think?
That works for me.
Was it a group decision?
It was. The decision was made at Small Bar in Chicago, in Logan Square.
Over some burrs?
Probably.
Very nice.
Exactly. Yeah,
how many beers exactly was the decision made?
Well, I don't know. It took about a month to really finalize it, so I don't even want to think about it.
Right.
So why did you guys get together? I know you, Mike and Bill, were already in a band at one point. Nate, I mean, you guys are all friends, but I'm assuming you guys have more friends that are in bands and all that. So what brought you guys together?
We do. Well, this band, first of all, sort of the joke, we've been playing music since the late 70s together, Bill and I.
Wow, you look really good, guys, for your ages.
Yeah, but this most recent inception of this band, actually, I think about it, I would have to say, you know, so we finished up the old band and hadn't played a show in mm-hmm. many years, and it had been, 4 years, something like that, almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think this band would be here if it wasn't for Nate, to be honest.
Really? Why is that?
Nate, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was a big fan of Otter Petter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I was looking for a new project. And I reached out to Bill, who I knew still had a practice space.
Mm-hmm.
And was practicing. And he's like, oh, hey, would you mind if Mike came by? And I was like, oh, you mean the main songwriter guitar guy? Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
So did you just trick them into being a band?
Yeah, basically. So jokes on them.
He's like, I have a show, you guys.
He sort of trapped us, you know? Like, like slowly but surely pulled me back in. I thought I was out. But he pulled me back in.
Oh, man. Well, we thank you, Nate.
Anytime.
Yeah. And we're gonna listen to some of the jams in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to play some new tunes.
Very nice. And you guys have a show tonight.
We do.
Quenchers.
In about 12 hours, we'll be going on a stage.
Oh, exciting.
Very exciting. It's been a few years. So.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no pressure. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And you guys, and it's more, there's a few more bands, Baby Money, Jumpsuit, and Rob Bochnick. And I noticed they all kind of, they have quite a pedigree, all of them. The little bios I was reading.
Yeah. It's a stacked lineup.
No pressure.
Lineup,
no
for
pressure,
sure.
Mike.
We got, you know what? It'll be a great, great evening of music.
No, it
for
is.
All.
It's going to be great. So tell us, where is it exactly?
It's at Quencher's Saloon.
Right.
It's at the corner of
Fullerton.
Fullerton
and Western. So that's 2401 Northwestern in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. In Chicago.
In Chicago, Illinois. For those of you who, I know this AM stuff travels. So if you're
in 38 states and parts of Canada.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Canada? Hey, Canada, mm-hmm. we're coming for you.
Canadians.
It's been, what, 6 years since we've been in Toronto? We played back in the day. So
world tour.
Maybe we'll get back up there someday.
Yes.
So
no, let's do.
Let's get up there, eh?
Right now, you're saying it. You're going to Canada.
That's right.
At some point.
Windsor, Ontario, specifically.
We just threw down the gauntlet. We're going. We're doing it.
Listen up, Canada. They're coming.
So I don't know if anybody out there knows what this studio looks like or has ever gazed in it, but I feel like I am like an animal in a zoo right now.
It very much.
There are people outside all staring at us, waving and like smiling in a weird way.
This is just a primer for tonight.
And, like, yeah, don't feed the animals, guys.
This is a primer for tonight, although they'll be able to stick their arms out and touch you at Quenchers.
Yeah.
High five.
If they dare.
They can feed you and everything. They can feed you the popcorn that's in the thing at Quenchers.
Popcorn.
They still have popcorn?
Yeah, they do.
Right? Okay, good.
They do.
So very go well feed them popcorn at Quenchers. That's tonight, $8, yeah?
$8. Come on in.
Not
it's a deal.
That is a deal.
I
it's
mean, where
ridiculous.
Else do you get so much entertainment?
And there is a million beers at Quenchers.
They have a lot of beer. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's
very good. All right. So we are going to take a little break.
The show starts at 9, by the way.
Yes. That's important.
Yeah. 9 p.m.
They could have deduced
that's doors anyway. Shows probably goes on a little bit after that, but 9 p.m. doors. Get in there.
Very good.
Come out.
Have a beer. Listen to the bands, specifically Randy Mantooth. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back, and we're going to listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
From Randy Mantooth. Right now, Randy Mantooth. Do you say it that way?
Sometimes.
Do you guys say that? Randy Mantooth.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to introduce you. Anyway, we have Mike ready to play a song. What's the song called?
This song is called Not Love.
All right. Great.
As opposed to love.
As opposed to love, which would, I don't know.
Goodness gracious. Well, let's hear it. Not Love, Randy Mantooth. Right here on WGN Radio.
Going to give this a shot here.
Get your net out. Butterflies come. 'Cause I forget love. How to catch 'em when they've gone. And you remind me where they all come from. They're in my gut, love, and they're sleeping all along. Now they're driving me crazy, and there is not another heart I long to beat for me. I never trust another set of lungs to breathe for me. And when I fall asleep, there's not another face that I'll dream of. If this isn't love, I don't believe in love. Lips are warm, love, like kisses from the sun. On my neck, love, I'll rise with them at dawn. Then you remind me to never let you run. I never could love butterflies come, and they're driving me crazy. And there is not another heart I long to beat for me. I never trust another set of lungs to breathe for me. Not another face that I'll dream of. If this isn't love, I don't believe in. Now I breathe so easy. It used to be so hard. Punch some holes in the creases to the lid of the mason jar. Not another face that I'll dream of. If this isn't love, I don't believe in love. If this isn't love, I don't believe in love. If this isn't love, I don't believe in love.
Yay, everybody. Yay. That was lovely. You have the voice of an angel.
Oh, jeez.
Where can we find you guys if someone wants to look you up online? Ooh, anybody?
We got the band camps.
The band camps?
Yeah,
band?
So randymantooth.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. you can find us on Facebook if you just search for Randy Mantooth.
Mm-hmm. Or Spotify or Apple
Music. Oh, yeah. Spotify? So
you can Randy listen Mantooth. To the music band on Spotify.
Oh, my. That's way. Is it replaying already?
Wow. It's okay.
Exciting. Spotify. By the way, there's a few texters who are remembering Randy Mantooth. Like, oh, they cool. remember the actual
oh,
guy
yeah.
Oh, factor.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure most folks over 40 might.
Right.
Haven't, or 45 or 50. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the 630, they said they haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah.
He was a heartthrob.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're bringing memories back for people.
Yeah. Prolific career.
There you go.
So let's get this in. Let's play another song. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do one or two more. We can squeeze them in some quick ones.
Yeah, lovely.
Hopefully this is in tune here. It's close enough.
Very good.
It's kind of funny. I thought about these songs. If we kind of squeeze them in, it's sort of like the over time, a changing of a relationship until it's done.
Mm, oh.
And so, like, that song's sort of the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And this song's sort of like the, how do I get out of it? But I can't.
Wow.
And then maybe there's another one we'll play that's kind of like looking back on what the heck happened.
Oh, we got a story going on here.
It's not short on time.
Yeah. All right. Well, go for it.
This song's called Needed. More than you know, your arms and legs begging me to come back home. When I need it one last time, she says, baby, baby, give me just one more night. Now I can't help but find myself wrapped around you like a piece of string. Such filthy things to me. Oh, all to me. When I need it, you can read my mind and whisper in my ear, tell me what I like. When I need it, and I should run and get myself up off the phone. What have I done? I can't help but find myself wrapped around you like a piece of string. And I'm not strong enough to fight when I hear you say such to me. Oh, all to me. Now listen. And if you've seen what I've seen, you'd know what I mean. I swear to God, I've never been obscene till I wrapped around
720 WGN. I am Esmeralda Leon, filling in for John Williams. And in studio, we have Randy Mantooth. Bill, tell us again what's going on tonight. Give us the info, how we can find you.
So, Randy Mantooth is the name of our band. And
yes.
We are playing tonight at Quenchers, which is located at the corner of Fullerton and Western.
Very good.
Here in Chicago. So that's 2401 Northwestern. You can listen to our music on Spotify. You can also listen to it on Apple Music. You can find the band on Facebook. You can just search for Randy Mantooth Band, or you could do facebook.com/Randy Mantooth Band. And we also have a Bandcamp page where we have our songs, randymantooth.bandcamp.com. So the show is tonight.
So if that covers
www.
And when do you watch?
9 p.m. tonight, Quenchers. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to thank you so much for having us.
Thank you
this
for coming
so
in,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Colin, as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Of course.
And Esmeralda, I have a surprise present. We came bearing gifts.
What?
Jim, if you would.
Not for you.
Oh.
What? Oh, the Pepsi?
I gave it to her already.
Oh, you gave it
They gifted me a thing I brought to their house one day.
Oh.
It was a Pepsi fire.
You already gave it to them.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? You were sneaky.
All right. No one knows what we're talking about. Fantastic.
This plays off of when you had the Museum of Failure.
Yeah, like a million years ago.
Want to add the new
anyway,
dish.
We're focusing on the now, and the now is an exclusive from Randy Mantooth. And I just want to, thank you guys. Have a great show tonight. Everyone, go check it out.
Come on out.
Yes. All right.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes. So here's the song, a WGN exclusive. Perfect time. Take it away.
Thank you.
The letters on your favorite shirt, all worn down, make my eyes hurt. It's perfect for this time of year. It gets so cold and I can't see clear.
listening to WGN 720. Esmeralda Leon in for John Williams. So I am a child of the suburbs, as is Colin. And our
Heights, what up?
Yeah, Joliet here. The cool thing for me and Colin, actually, was to take the Metra into the city and always go to the Lakeview area, specifically Belmont and Clark.
Yeah.
And specifically to the Alley. And right now we have Mark Thomas, owner of the Alley. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic. You don't know what the Alley means. Like, to our childhoods, like, to be the cool kids, you would have to go to the Alley, go to Chicago, go to Belmont and Clark.
It's a pilgrimage.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's also a cool thing to do, to spend 40 years of your life creating that atmosphere. So I do get it from your side, and then from my side, what a blast. I never even owned a suit and tie until I ran for alderman a couple of years ago. So I live life on my terms. I traveled 4 million miles, and it's just been a wonderful journey.
Oh, my gosh. So a couple years ago, early 2016, the Alley, after 30-plus years, closed.
Yes, after 39 years.
Oh, my God, closed. 39.
And we were, and I had a vision. So to give you a little history, I'll make it quick. When the Alley opened up in the 70s, it was a head shop, and it was in Woodfield Mall. And I took over that head shop because they owed me a bunch of money for roach clips and bongs.
Hey. Woodfield Mall? Really?
Woodfield Mall, absolutely. We were there from the mid-70s until 84. And then the federal laws changed, and they came after people, believe it or not, for drug paraphernalia as we start to enter the era of the marijuana leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about 15 years, we were really successful head shops, and then the laws changed. And I bought a little store in Ann Arbor, Michigan called Making Waves, and it was a punk store, and they were printing punk T-shirts, and we were bringing these punk T-shirts into the Alley. And so we metamorphosed from being a head shop into this, what I call, alternative lifestyle store. So we started to bring punk and rock and goth and new wave into the store. And it was a way for me to survive. And now here I am 30 years after that, and we are now metamorphosing from that alternative lifestyle store into a community hangout retail place.
Very much so. And it's
so
called...
Go ahead, sorry. It's called the Alley 1776.
Yes. What does that mean? By the way, what is the 1776
refer to? What was the origin of that?
I was 17 years old when I started.
Okay.
1976 was the year I took the Alley over.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, 1776. And it's also my lucky number when I happen to play a little bit of roulette once a year.
Oh.
And then 1776 was part of, it was the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this concept is revolutionary.
For sure. And when did you guys reopen?
Last Saturday. It's been
last
7
Saturday.
Days today.
Very
Absolutely.
Nice. And where are you guys located now?
So we are directly across the street from the old store, two doors south. It's 3221 North Clark. So and we're a work in progress. So right now we're calling it a pop-up store.
Mm-hmm.
So in about 8 or 9 weeks, we should have all of our permits and have our coffee shop built out. And we are partnering up with Dark Matters Coffee, which is absolutely the home run coffee of Chicago today.
Oh, yeah.
And they match our branding. You know, Dark Matters in the Alley was almost like, you know, different children of, you know, children of different mothers, but the same face.
Yeah.
So, and then we're hoping to get a liquor license about 6 or 8 weeks after that. We have to go through the community process.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been, you know, a pillar of the community for 40 years. So, you know, we're hoping to have craft beers and wine. I'm bringing craft soda in from Austin, Texas. That's just phenomenal. And there's an Alley store there, which is scaled back, but I still have all my critical categories, and we're missing a lot of stuff. So over the next 6 weeks, it'll fill in. My piercing jewelry is missing. All of my premium leather coats are missing. I don't have a shoe in the store, which will have this great selection of shoes again. And then we're going to have a digital printing machine in the store because it's so much smaller. The old days we had work shirts and women's shirts and hoodies and you know, all kinds of fashion stuff. And so now we'll stock the core stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And And then if somebody walks in and says, hey, I want that on a hoodie, we'll say, well, why don't you go have a cappuccino and pay for the hoodie at the counter and come back upstairs in 10 minutes and we'll print you your alley hoodie. And then instead of it being on a black hoodie, if you want it on a blue hoodie or gray hoodie or red hoodie, we'll be able to offer options that we never offered before.
That is really neat.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that. And do you still make jewelry?
I still make jewelry, and so the new jewelry line will be into the store in about 3 or 4 weeks. And by the way, all the belt buckles, a lot of the jewelry that's in that store was all made right at Belmont in California in my little factory. All the T-shirts were hand-soap screened by my staff. This is all, so, you know, a lot of made in Chicago stuff. Not everything, obviously, but a lot of made in Chicago. You know, we are going to be showrooming shoes and leathers, and that's a new concept. So post the internet apocalypse to retail, we're going to do kind of like what Barnabas did, which, you know, got bought up by Walmart. Mm-hmm. So if you come in and you try on a pair of shoes and you love them and they fit, then we're going to say, okay, we'll have it shipped to your house in 4 or 5 days. And instead of taking it with you, it'll just come because we don't have the space for the inventory. Mm-hmm. I used to have 3,000 square foot of storage for the alley.
Right.
And it's going to be the same thing. I'll have my $99 leather coats and my $149 cop coats in stock and my woman's motorcycle, but all the other coats, and there'll be 20 or 30 other really beautiful premium jackets that we didn't use to carry, but we found out in the last year and a half there was a demand for them on the website. And so we'll look at you and say, hey, this will be at your door in 4 days. And if something happens and you don't like the coat or the shoe doesn't fit, then you know what? You don't have to call FedEx. You come bring it back to me, and either we'll get you another one or whatever it takes, but you're going to get the personal service that the internet lacks. And you know, at the end of the day, what Amazon and the internet can't deliver is a sense of community, is a sense of feeling, and a good time.
Oh, absolutely. We're getting texts in right now, people just calling from the 815. We have people from the 708 just calling and saying that they used to come to the alley and just buy everything you guys had.
And just the deep love for it because of that sense of community that came out of it.
You know what? I have to tell you something. I literally have had people walk in and hug me and break down in tears. And they almost brought me to tears, to be perfectly honest, because this is pretty emotional for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 62 years old. I didn't have to come back and do this. You know, we run a building. We have 120 musician and artist studios that we rent out. We have the jewelry factory.
Quick aside, we just had a band in. You may not remember, but they actually have a space in one of your practice spaces. And they were like, we know him, and, you know, we've always played there. So, yeah, you are ingrained in the city of Chicago. Yeah.
And you know what? And I love it. And you know what? It got to the point I was just dying of boredom, and I missed my customers, and I missed that sense of community. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people have walked in and say, hey, Mark, can I ask you a question? And, you know, some kid wanted to get into producing, and he said, do you have a job for me in your studios? And I go, no, but you can go to A, B, C, and D, and I suggest you call these guys in that order, and you offer to intern. And the fastest way to get on the fast track is to call these guys and offer to be an intern. And he goes, wow. He says, you didn't have the answer for me and you, but you had the right answer. And I go, I did.
I love it.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I'm curious. So you've been there for so long in that neighborhood. You're seeing all these new stores and all the construction. Do you think the neighborhood is changing for the better?
Neighborhood's gone. We're toast. Yeah. It's not what it was, but it is still Lakeview. It's still got the lake. We still got the Cubbies. We still got the Belmont line. And it's still a fun place to be. No, it's you know, and unfortunately, and I said this in my DNA article, so I'm going to repeat this. If you guys want the alley to be here in 5 years and 10 years, by the way, we have a 17-year lease.
Yeah.
If you want the alley to still be here, you guys can't love me from a distance. You're going to have to get on your train, get in your car, ride your bike, and whether you buy a T-shirt or have an espresso or have a beer or have a sandwich, if you're not going to come to the store and you're going to go, I love the alley, then you know what? I can't do this because, you know, Adrian and I, my wife of 30 years, you know, the last 5 years the store was open, We didn't draw a dime out of the store, just trying to keep the store alive and just trying to keep our staff employed. And we were trying desperately to make those changes. And if I'd had this vision before I closed and I had done this coffee shop and beer and wine and everything else, I think we'd still be in that spot. But I had the vision. It was a vision. It was like getting hit by a bolt of lightning. And I envisioned exactly the space that we have and what we did. And the space is a knockout. We got lucky. The guy who had remodeled it about 30 years ago was an antique dealer. And there's like all this Gothic woodwork and leaded glass and different floors. And it feels so much like the old alley, yet it's so different. And it looks like an art gallery on steroids.
Oh, no.
Rock and roll art.
I love it. So you can, where can we find you again? The new Alley 1776.
3221 North Clark, and if you can't get to the store tomorrow or the next day, you can definitely hit thealley.com and buy a T-shirt. Today at noon, and I have to move and get there, the Alley is giving away 100 limited edition shirts.
Whoa.
That says FTW, the Alley Chicago, we're back, and then I won't repeat the last two words because we would get beat online.
Thank you so much.
See, I'm a considerate guest. And we're giving away 100 shirts to the first 100 people that come in and ask for it. You don't have to do anything. You can also enter to win a free Riot Fest ticket tonight.
Oh, come on now.
And full weekend pass. And we're just excited. I'm excited to be back. You know, I mean, gosh, and it's so weird because you see people and they walk in and they go, Mark, I've been coming here since I'm 17. Do you remember me? And I go, yeah. I threw you off the Dunkin' Donut lot one time. You smart-mouthed me, and they go, you do remember me.
Oh, Punkin' Donut.
Yeah. That's,
Mark, that is all amazing. We're going to leave right after the show. The show ends at noon. We're going to go get T-shirts. The Alley 1776, 3221 North Clark Street, and you can find you guys at thealley.com.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark, for talking to us.
I love everybody. You guys. Thanks for having me on here.
Love you too, Mark. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, thank you. Ah. 720 WGN, Esmeralda Leon in for John Williams. This, now, because Sarah, you didn't know this, but I once at a wedding danced to this as a kid, and I did the Running Man. Because I am cool like that.
So are you going to, like, do it again?
I should have just started doing it.
You should have just...
I can't do it as well.
There are crowds out there. You got an audience.
Yeah, we definitely have enough people walking around on Michigan Avenue right now. Yeah. Let them join in on the fun.
You get to run some new moves,
I'm going to hurt myself if I try to do it full force. So we just had on Mark Thomas, owner of the Alley. We have a couple of texts that I wanted to bring up just because I love the response that we got from some people. So, and they're pretty much the same thing that we kind of dealt with from the 847. They said, Esmeralda and Colin, I went to the Alley as a high school junior in the 1980s. I was a naive girl from the suburbs wearing a, or wait, is that the, wearing
pink
a
sweatshirt and pinstripe jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some sweet combo.
I know, but I love that. And she said, I felt like a fish out of water. But the store was totally cool. And I love the owner's spirit, his enthusiasm, and his passion. Best of luck to him. Mary from the 847.
Thank you, Mary.
I love that. Because that's the same way. You'd go there. That was the cool thing to do. You're at Belmont and Clark. Let's be cool kids.
If you dare.
Try to be cool kids. Because, you know, we weren't that cool.
It was just such a cool... And still, get out there today. They're giving out those limited edition T-shirts.
Absolutely. Go pop in. 3221 North Clark.
And I echo Mark's...
Across from the now Target.
You know, it's great if you love it, but, you know, get in there. Get out there, experience
it.
Yeah,
you have to.
IRL, as the kids say. Do they say that?
I don't think so.
I don't.
No, they don't. But, no, absolutely, especially in that neighborhood. Everything is... I'm sorry, but everything's... It's a Target now. There's a...
You know...
Thing. And, you know, things change. We get it.
But he's right. The spirit of that neighborhood will kind of work through an ingrained self. And, you know,
you gotta keep it weird.
Yeah.
Keep it weird. Keep Lakeview weird.
There you go.
Is that a thing?
And the Alley doing their part to do
exactly. that. So we were talking earlier about the 103 things you should always throw away.
It's a lot of things.
Completely disagree with this
list. In the vein of nostalgia.
Of the garbage in your house. Because, like I said earlier, we are pack rats.
And you speak for yourself.
All right, fine. You have Tupperware containers full of hoodies that I don't think I've seen the light of day. So, but this list is 103 things. We're not going to go through it all, but just kind of the best of things that I completely disagree with. And one you had told me earlier was empty vases.
You know, there are a few things.
Where are you going to put your flowers in if you don't have any vases?
There are a few things on this list that elicited kind of a WT, what have you, for me.
Okay, like what?
You know, well, empty vases. I don't know how many vases you're accumulating for things that you don't need to house in said vase.
We have about four empty ones. No.
I wasn't even going to get
maybe
personal
six?
With it. But
six?
Six there vases. Are a few I'm guilty of, for
okay.
sure. I will, what do
you my
got? List of things, I think I've saved out of some weird sort of cosmic sentimentality. I think I've saved every fortune cookie fortune
really?
I've ever had.
Even the ones
believe,
that just say, you know, it's a bright day out.
No, the best, worst one I ever got was, it was in, I went to a Chinese restaurant, Rolla, Missouri, mm-hmm. and it said, a nice cake is waiting for you.
Ooh.
And
was
that
it?
Was, A, it was a lie. B,
oh.
I just, see, yeah, that's the thing. That was just
but
a lie.
But you kept it?
I probably did, because it was so unique and random. I have one in my wallet right now that
okay.
I'm pretty sure I think is way more profound than it is, which is probably why it's there. Here, either though it reads, mm-hmm. either you can or you can't. Either way, you are right.
How often do you look at that?
I have not looked at that since I put it in there. Hence the reason I don't need any of them.
Maybe you should throw it out
right
now.
They're not little pearls of wisdom.
Maybe you should throw it out right on the air. Get rid of it. I love the look on your face
right
now.
You can't see it.
Folks, he has this the most like, no. There's a garbage can right next to you, Colin.
There you go.
Throw it away.
You know what? My high school cross country coach used to say that, but
go on, throw it away.
Yay.
Look at that. You'll remember that saying.
I feel better. I feel cleansed.
See?
But that was one that I'm definitely guilty of.
Yeah. What number 18? Old school books you'll never use again. One.
You have a few of those.
Right. But my issue with it too is what do you do with them? Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them to donate because it's old information by the time it gets to wherever. I don't know what to do with it. I feel terrible. I don't want to just throw it in the garbage.
Right. You'd want to donate to a library or somebody
yeah.
that might have use for it.
I
but
feel
they
like
come
a monster,
out,
so I'm just going to keep them until...
On.
Yeah,
time
but...
Time on.
And I also, it's memories. It's the memories.
Yeah.
But I was told once that, don't you have these memories in your mind? That's all you need.
I enjoy just the phrasing of some of these. Mm-hmm. Number 55 is, cards people have given you with no sentimental value.
Chuck them. Get rid of them, guys.
Yeah, if you don't... But I took that as people that you don't care about that have sentimental value. Like, not the cards themselves.
Oh, like, say, grandma
like,
sent you something?
No, like, oh, my cousin Greg, this is a real nice card. He's dead to me. Like, that's what I... How I
get
read
rid
as.
Of it.
Right.
He stole my girlfriend.
There were a few... Yeah, there's a lot of good ones on here. We definitely want to hear from you guys. We
yes.
want to hear... The one I really responded to...
312-981-7200, by the way.
Yes,
text
that I thought listeners. Hand-me-downs that you've been guilt-tripped into keeping. That was what we had teased earlier.
I don't have hand-me-downs. I have actual gifts that are clothing that I'm guilt-tripped into keeping.
Yeah.
Because my mother gave them to me.
Get one of the on here is gifts you don't like.
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm a middle-aged older woman, and she gives me just very comfortable shoes that I'm just like, these are nice, but I'm not ever wearing these.
That's a
ever.
Standard of
like Crocs.
There you
so
go.
So she gives you like Crocs.
They're
and you
kind
don't want
of like Crocs. They're just like slip-ons, but it's like that's for someone a little more mature.
But if you keep those, they might come in handy one day.
In the few years when I need them.
Do you own a pair of Crocs?
I do not.
Okay.
I cannot stand the look of Crocs. No
yeah,
disrespect
no.
to those who wear Crocs.
No, none. But
same.
That's a natural.
I'm just a gym shoe head.
I will never buy Crocs.
There you go.
Sorry, Crocs.
No, I can't do it. I have a horrible gym shoe addiction, though. I can admit to that.
That's not the worst of all the addictions.
That's not the worst. But you, so you were talking earlier, the shoes with the holes in them, the old worn out shoes.
I never have shoes with holes in them. I know when
respectable sneakerhead.
Yeah, you have to take care of your shoes. They never get holes in them.
But once they get worn down, you still keep them around.
I try to clean them. There's like certain shoe cleaners that you can use, and then if they're just like to the point of no return, I keep them for like when I have to run out and just run errands, or if I'm going somewhere where I know my shoes would get dirty. Mm-hmm. I wear shoes that are already dirty but still match my outfit.
You're using them.
Yeah, I still use them. Well, I try to.
I have a bunch of shoes that are just sitting in there, and I don't know why I haven't thrown them out.
You can sell them. I mean, if you can clean them up and sell them.
No, they're not worth it.
Yeah, you just need to throw them in the garbage can.
It would be an insult to whoever I would give them to or donate. They'd be like, why are you giving us your garbage?
I mean, like, outdated shoes I throw away. Like, I used to have K-Swiss when I was a couple years ago. I had to throw those away.
Is that I didn't know K-Swiss isn't cool anymore.
No, just the style.
I mean, it's not really. I don't know. For younger people, it's not cool.
Can't you call it retro?
Nah.
Or vintage?
No.
But it's a circle, though. It's got to come back around. You
I think K-Swiss might come back. I just think it needs way more time. Because someone made, like, a diss song about it. It's like now, like, in my generation, if you wear K-Swiss, you're definitely not cool.
Wow.
What's the most uncool shoe you can wear right now?
The most uncool shoe you can wear right now.
Aside from Crocs.
Aside from Crocs. Oh, man. Well, it's summertime. Crossing. No, Reeboks are cool.
Okay.
Mom shoes.
Oh, like I've seen a lot of young girls with little tank tops and short shorts on with like big old shoes that are Reeboks.
Yeah, Reeboks are big right now. Like I think K-Swiss is like the top shoe that you just don't want to get caught.
Really?
I just want to help people avoid any landmines.
Help them avoid.
Landmines.
Yeah, like Pumas are cool. Yeah. Reeboks are cool. Under Armour is nice.
Ruse? What about Nike? Ruse? Kangaroos?
Kangaroos?
They sell them at Payless, but...
You guys, we're forgetting about a big one.
Which one?
Shaqs are the absolute worst shoe to wear.
Oh, man, yeah, Shaqs.
What do they look like?
That's like the school shoe when you go to, like, a private school and you have to wear a uniform and your mom doesn't want to pay too much money for, like, Nikes.
Okay, yes. I was going to say, do they look like Keds?
No, they look like Air Force Ones, but instead of the Nike symbol, it just has Shaq in an awkward dunk.
In an awkward dunk. It's like a bootleg jump man. He's awkward.
Can he even dunk?
Yes, exactly.
Can he even dunk? Is it just him standing and then putting his arm out?
It might have just been like a fake photo. It kind of looks like he's on his tippy toe.
Right? Like on his
two-handed dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. His feet are touching the floor. It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good. I used to wear Shaqs when I was little, though. I have to admit that I did. I did have Shaqs, and I mean, I kept them clean. They were nice.
Oh, I see.
They're vintage. They're vintage.
Vintage is the word. That's how we use it. Yes.
Sure. We're going to take a break. We're going to keep talking about this. Call, text 312-981-7200. What do you have in your house that people are like, why do you still have this? Or you can't let go of something, and everyone
just
tells you.
Can't bring yourself to.
Exactly. Give us a call. Send us a text.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Oh, yeah. Woo! See, now it was a workout.
There
I just
go.
Did the running man, and I think I hurt myself.
Rob Van Winkle Crowd.
You're listening to 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon, in for John Williams, the wonderful King John, as they refer to him. We were talking about things that we have a hard time throwing away, specifically sneakers. And are you going to post that picture?
Oh, the Shaqs.
Please post it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And tag me on it. So then just go to Facebook. Can you put it on the Facebook, Casera?
Put
on the GN.
Pair of Shaqs.
That picture. That picture of the logo.
Oh, the Dunkman.
So horrific.
Yeah, I can put it.
It looks
on
like
Facebook.
He's sitting like in a beach chair that kind of folded in on him.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
It looks really sad.
I used to think those shoes were so cool though. Like I loved getting a brand new pair out of the box. It felt so. Just
I think
amazing.
That's everything, though. Like, any new shoe, you're like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they're awful.
We all thought a lot of things as children were cool. I mean, I used to wear a series of necklaces that I would not be seen
today.
Like
hemp necklaces?
No, nothing super hippie, but, like, I've seen old photos of me that come up every now and then, and it's like, oh, no. Like, everybody has that.
Do you still have said necklaces?
No, those have been tossed into the sea.
See, now those you should have kept, because when they come back around, you would have been hit.
Or you could sell them. All right, so we're going to take a little bit. We have a caller on the line, Chuck. Chuck, are you there? Hold on. We got to bring that up. Okay, Chuck?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, good. So what do you have that you can't throw away?
I have, my wife passed away 11 years ago. She was only 4 years old. Sorry to put a damper on your show, but.
No, absolutely not.
I have all her, like, personal belongings, like things that are not even sentimental value, like things that I'll never use. but I can't bring myself to, like, I have her clothes, her purses, her, you know, like, everything. Like, just, I have, like, a room with just all her stuff. Like, I can't bring myself to throw it away.
No, and I would, that's completely understandable.
I kind of feel guilty throwing it away, even though it's not, like, pictures or it's not, like, her diary. It's not, like, sentimental, like I said. But I just, I don't know if it's wrong to just keep it. It's just taking up space and... I don't know. I just wanted to.
No, you know what? I think it's up to you because there are certain cases. I mean, this is all fun and like silliness, you know, throw away those magazines. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are very sentimental.
Yeah.
That, no, you are totally in the right. If you want to keep them, if you want to donate them, like the shoes or purses and things like that.
Because
they're
going to someone that, that would appreciate them.
They can go to someone and then they'll use them and then they'll, you know, that'll.
Be in style again because that was 11 years ago.
Like
you said, how things come back. Oh, and you were talking about the Shaq shoes. When I was little, it was Granimals. Anybody remember Granimals?
Yeah, but that's like for little babies, isn't
it? Well, they made them for like up to like when I was like seven. I'm 46, so when I was like 7, 8 years old, you were going to Sears and getting Granimals, matching up like the little tiger in the shirt to the little tiger in the pants.
Oh, so you're styling.
I don't even know if they still make those, but
I know. Well,
they remake everything. Now,
right.
So come around again.
No, go ahead.
Another thing people save is, like, artwork from their kids. Like, I'm 46. My mom's got, like, little things I made when I was, like, in first and second grade.
Oh,
like,
that's adorable.
I have all my kids. My kids are 17 and 18, and I have all the, like, Christmas ornaments that they made and, like, little drawings and stuff like that. So I guess I'm kind of a bat rat if you come down to it.
That is on this
well,
list.
Well, you are amongst friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge pack rat. So is my mother. She has all my
stuff,
too.
But they do have that show Hoarders for the people that go over the edge. With the.
I mean, you can get in and out of your house within reason. You're not, like, climbing over.
Yeah, see, that's where they get you. If you can put things in closets and keep everything hidden, they're fine. As long as you don't have to make a path to your bed. You're not a hoarder. It's fine.
I love the segment you guys had today about the alley, too. I did not know. A lot of people probably don't know that it reopened and everything. That's good.
I know. Yeah, he opened last week. So yeah, get out there, go to the website, get out there and buy stuff.
Yeah, support the store and head on out.
All right, thank you so much, Chuck. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks. Have a good day. All right. So I'm with him. I think when it's sentimental. And then, too, like how he said he had the kids stuff, you can totally embarrass your...
You need that for blackmail material,
Thank you.
That's prime when dates come over.
Exactly.
That's
as a child that has a mother that is always out to aim with blackmail, that is so harsh and things you don't need to do, okay? Let's not do that. It's just...
I just say it's equal opportunity, like blackmail. Like, that's... And you know what?
I mean, they have embarrassing pictures
so many
as well.
Joys
well, yeah, but
on,
they can hide it and they can give, like, their parents and they can hide it. I just feel like it's a team against the kid.
My mother, we have a box of pictures, and there is a picture of my mother wearing a huge, like, kind of caftan robe type of deal, and it's paisley, and it matches the carpet in the kitchen.
Wow.
You could there was carpet
yours.
In the kitchen.
You
I don't
had
know
carpet
why.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, this is, I mean, this was 70... I believe 70-something. But it's her in this like gorgeous paisley thing that matched the kitchen.
And she didn't melt into the floor?
No. Yeah, she would just hide in there.
That would be like a really nice, like, imperialistic type of photo, though.
Yeah.
Like, next to pots and pans, like, your dress just flows into the kitchen?
I mean, she's kind of, and she's behind her green avocado.
Watch Beyonce recreate this photo.
No, that will.
This is like a Beyonce type of image I see coming.
First school photo is going to be that.
First school photo right there when she's cooking breakfast for everyone. There it is.
There we go. All right. Well, it's cool then.
I want our credit. So Beyonce and her people should...
We'll let Beyonce know.
Yeah.
In studio, Amy Guth, she's up next with the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Indeed.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You know, I was thinking about that caller that you just had, Chuck, who called who had his wife's stuff.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a really interesting strategy for when her husband died, because she went through the same thing, with his stuff. She ended up putting it in storage, and she said that way I can just, it's out of my way, mm-hmm. but I haven't gotten rid of it. And then she said it was really interesting how mentally she thought she had moved on, and she moved on tons more just having his stuff out of the house.
I mean, yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, she would go to the storage place. She'd say, I'm just going to spend an hour and go through and get through what I get through, yeah. and then I can just shut the door and walk away at a moment's notice. So she would donate just like a little bit of stuff at a time, and then some stuff she would decide, I'm going to take a picture of this, then donate it, and some things she was like, I'm going to keep this. And so she kind of had space to parcel through it all, which I thought was kind of a thoughtful way to do all that. So I'm sharing that in case that's useful to Chuck.
I like that. Everyone else who has that kind of dilemma.
Because that would be hard. That would be
hard. Yeah, that's a lot of emotions and things you have to go through. And emotions.
Feelings.
Feelings, yuck. Ugh. All right, well, let's sit with our feelings for a moment while we...